بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the last hadith in this chapter that we should have moderation in our nafil ibadat. We should do nafil ibadat, and then we should do it in a balanced way, seeing that we are fulfilling all the other rites also. Yesterday we read the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making a bayan. One person was standing in the sun and he had vowed that he will not go in the shade, he will not sit, he won't speak to anyone, and he will keep rozas all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that he must stop all this and he must speak, he must sit in the shade also, he must sit also, and his roza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted him to keep his roza. Further in the explanation of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the sahabi that his actions were not regarded as worship, though he thought that he's doing a great act of worship. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that it is not any ibadat. So any ibadat which we do from our side, what we think, that is not correct. It must be according to Quran and Hadith. That is what is accepted. So when that is the case of ibadat, we can well understand everything else in our life also. Our day-to-day lives, all the things that we do, all must be in conformity with Quran and Sunnah. Then it is Islamic. Otherwise, we may be in Islam, we are Muslims, but we are living a non-Muslim life. We are living our own type of life. If we are copying anyone, like the Jews or the Christians or anyone, then that kind of a life. And if we are doing it of our own thinking something, then that is also our own nafs. And that also the Quran warns again and says that أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen that foolish person who makes his own thinking, his own desires as his God? That is, he makes that his religion, what we think. So Deen Islam is not what we think. It is what Quran and Hadith is. This is very important to understand. Yes, we see the Sahabi, he also thought he will make his own type of ibadah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated it and stopped it completely. Ibn Rajab radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullahi alayhi has explained in Jami'ul Ulum wal Hikam that all such actions are baseless and rejected, which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have not classified as ibadat and worship or a means of achieving closeness to Allah Ta'ala. All other types of whatever we do ourselves. And the easy example to understand this is like the Christians, those who became extremely pious, the monks and the nuns, men and women, who did not get married, who went and stayed in their monasteries and vowed they won't get married and they will just make ibadat. But the Quran has clearly stated that this was not ordained for them and it isn't the ibadat. And it was an unnatural thing and so they could not maintain it also. They couldn't fulfill the rites of it also. So even if we want to do a lot of ibadat, we cannot do that. We have to do what Allah has commanded us to do. And He sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a perfect example for us. As we had read in other hadith in this chapter, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I sleep at night also and I make Allah's ibadat also. I get married also and I do fulfill the commands of Allah also. I eat also and I keep rozas also. So that whole way of life we have to bring, not what we think that what is. And this is in all matters, even how a husband treats his wife. It is not how I think I must treat her, or she is like this and she deserves this treatment. We have to see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated his wives. As parents, we must see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought up his children. As children, we have to see how what Deen teaches us with the laws of our parents, etc. In all matters, we are not left to our own. In all matters, we have to see what are the commands of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. despite one's interaction to achieve closeness with, despite one's intention to achieve closeness to Allah Ta'ala by engaging in them. Even if our intentions can be as good as they are, but intentions alone are not enough. Amal, the actions also must be correct. The action also must be correct, the intention also must be correct. If the intention is right, but our amal is wrong, it is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And if our action is right, but our intention is wrong, that is also rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And it isn't what we want to make intentions and what actions, amal, we want to do. We have to see Quran and Hadith. And that's what Quran and Hadith has taught us. For example, a person has got a very good intention and he sees that the rich people are not paying their zakat. So he goes and robs them. And he's so sincere, he doesn't keep 1 cent for himself. He gives all that money to the poor people. But it will be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Because you can't go and rob people. You can't bring about deen in the wrong way. And that is also a thing that many of us, we seem to fail in this time. We want to bring deen alive, but in the wrong way. Using haram things like photography, video, YouTube, intermingling of man and woman, music, all the wrong things we are using, but we say our intention is to bring deen alive. So the intention alone is not enough. The action must also be correct. And the action, if the intention is wrong and the action is right, that is also rejected by Allah Ta'ala. If we are doing all the right things, but we are doing it for name and fame, we are doing it for worldly gain, that is also rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So it's very important that we learn our deen correctly and practice it correctly. This hadith highlights the important point that closeness to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can only be attained through those channels which Islam has stipulated. How Allah has shown how we can gain closeness to Allah only in that way. We can't use our own ideas. We are Muslims and we follow in Islam, which is the laws of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can't invent our own ways and think we will do this. Many a person with a philosophical mind, he wants to do his own things. I think it must be like this. I think it must be like that. Our thinking has no place whatsoever. We have to do what the Quran and Hadith, what Deen has taught us. A man might conceive various ideas and methods of worship, but these will not be acceptable because their origin is not from divine sources. Even so much so, it comes in the hadith, if a person makes a tafsir of the ayat of the Quran of his own accord, and it is correct, it is also rejected. So even any ibadat, if we do it our own thinking, even if we're doing the right thing, it is rejected. Our thinking must not be in there. We must see what Allah says and Allah's Rasul. That is what we must follow. That will be deen and that will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But if we do things of our own, they will be rejected. We are no Nabis and we are no prophets. We are followers and we must follow. We are not. We don't make our own laws and we don't beat people with our own thinking and our own religion. We are followers and we must follow the deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Abu Israel, that is the person who was doing those extra things of his own accord, to keep his fast, as this aspect of his vow was possible to accomplish as opposed to the others. The other things which he said, I won't sit, I won't go in the shade, etc. Those were not at all acceptable. Roza is taught to us in deen. So that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let us complete his roza. So in all matters we must see what deen has taught us and that we must do. And a little of that will give us great, great rewards and lead us to Allah very greatly. And we can do everything, but not according to, not Allah's command, not Allah's Rasul, we will go to destruction. So very important that we realize we are followers, we are not inventors of a new religion, we are not leaders of any other way of life, we are all humble followers of the Deen of Islam, the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that has been brought to us by our elders and the righteous and the pious, the Sahaba. So that is the path that we must follow. Only in there is our salvation, our success and our goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah. May Allah give us proper understanding and tawfiq to make amal accordingly. Subhanallah.